Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger. C is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Just a few minutes ago, while bringing Penny Gibbs home in his car, Barry Carlton suddenly turned into the highway out of Rossville and started speeding. Penny begged him to slow down for the sharp curves ahead, but instead he went even faster. It's now a little after 11 in the evening, and in the Gibbs home, Nora Williams says to Jed Billings,
"Don't you want to turn your light out and go to sleep, Mr. Billings? Crickets, it's getting late."
"Yeah, but I'm not sleepy, Nora."
"Well, you might be if you tried."
"Oh, you don't mean that, child. You can't induce sleep any more than you can force an appetite. And I'm not going to try. But that doesn't mean you have to sit up with me."
"Oh, I don't mind."
"Oh, no. Go on, child. I know you're tired. I've had you up and down the stairs 20 times a day waiting on me. Guess you'll be glad when they move me down into the sunroom."
"Oh, Crickets, it'll be a lot nicer for you." "Mm. It's a beautiful room, and you'll have people near you all the time."
"Yes, guess about that." "Mm. Yeah, but it'll be just like me not to want anything from any of them till they're all up here." Now, don't laugh, Nora. That's just the kind of a fella I am, contrary as snow in the middle of July."
"I remember snow once in the middle of June. Oh, Crickets, but it was fun. I was only 8 or 9, I guess. And what a silly child. I cried because there were no Christmas presents."
"Well, now you talk about how contrary weather can be. I remember once when I was a boy, and we went roller skating in our shirt sleeves on Christmas Day."
"Golly, that's a funny expression, in our shirt sleeves."
"Yes, it is funny when you come to think about it."
"Mm-hmm.
Wonder why the accent's on the sleeves and not the shirts."
"Hmm. Well, there are lots of funny sayings, aren't there?"
"Yes. And I know lots of them not so funny, too. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Now, there's a snatch of verse that expresses the most confounded case of greed I've ever known."
"Greed, Mr. Billings?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Crickets, I've always liked that little rhyme."
"Well, don't live by it, child, and expect to be what it says you'll be. In the first place, who wants to be all three, healthy, wealthy, and wise? If you're healthy, you don't need the other two. And if you're wealthy, you can buy the wisdom of others and go to a resort if you're not in the pink. And if you're wise, well, you don't need wealth, and you'll be smart enough not to do anything to damage your health."
"Mm.
Where's your head, child? Off in the clouds thinking about that Freddy of yours?"
"Oh, no, I'm listening to every word. You say such super things."
"I do, child?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Or do you mean to say I say the things you want to hear?"
"Oh, no, I don't mean that. I mean that, well, when you talk about serious things, you say things that make me feel so warm and safe. And I just know you're right."
"Well, I'm only expressing an opinion, Nora. One man's opinion. And it's the opinion of a man who's been wrong many times in his life."
"Oh, I'm not saying you're perfect. Golly, nobody's perfect. But, well, you've lived, Mr. Billings. You know so many things, and you've done so much, and seen so many places and so many people that you have a right to tell people things, especially people like me."
"What are you getting at, child? Is something troubling you? You want advice?"
I don't know exactly, but I couldn't go to sleep last night. I was thinking so hard.
A lot of people who claim they have insomnia have nothing but too much to think about after they go to bed. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking about, Nora? Or is that a secret between you and your thoughts?
No, I was thinking about Freddy and... Wait. Hey, Cricket, there must be a fire somewhere.
Yeah, and that siren sounds like it's getting closer, too. Oh, I would be in bed instead of my wheelchair.
I'll go to the window and see what it is, Mr. Billings.
Well, now, if it's the fire engine and the fire's inside of my windows, I'm going to get up and watch it.
Oh, Crickets, Mr. Billings. It's an ambulance, and it's going down the highway to Wayne City. I can see its lights and, oh, that red searchlight moving back and forth. Ooh, Crickets.
It's probably some idiot decided his car was an airplane and tried to break the world's record for speed.
Oh, I hope nobody's hurt.
Trouble with auto accidents is that it isn't the fool behind the wheel who suffers most. It's the innocent victims of his stupidity. But you were about to tell me what you were thinking last night.
Oh, you'll think I'm terrible, Mr. Billings.
Well, I suppose you let me be the judge of that. You were thinking about Freddy, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Just when aren't you thinking about Freddy?
Almost never, I guess. Oh, that's bad, isn't it?
Well, as long as it doesn't interfere with your normal everyday living.
Oh, living isn't every day when I think about Freddy. Everything that happens to me is so wonderful. That's what I was thinking about last night. It was a terrible problem.
Oh, that's a problem?
Oh, Crickets, yes. It just isn't right to be so happy, is it?
Yes, I think it is. People are born to be happy. The only trouble is some of us get a greater share of happiness than others. Strange thought just occurred to me now.
Why?
Maybe there's just so much happiness in the world. One large sum total of it that has to be divided among everybody in the world. Maybe that's why when some of us get what seems to be more than our share of happiness, others have so little.
Well, golly, since I'm so happy, then millions of people must be just miserable.
Well, now, Nora, I wouldn't worry about it. I don't really think happiness works that way at all.
I don't think so either. But, Mr. Billings, isn't it bad for me to be so happy because of Freddy?
If you love him and he makes you happy, you have one of the rarest things in the world, Nora.
I do?
You do. Because so many people fall in love with people who make them unhappy. And when you're in love with a person, there's nothing much you can do about it. You just love that person, marry that person, and live in misery the rest of your life. Hang on to Freddy if you love him, and he makes you happy. You don't know what you've found.
Oh, golly, Mr. Billings. Now do you see what I meant when I said you say such super things? I'm not upset anymore. Oh, Cricket's the telephone. And Mrs. Billings and Miss Martin are both off.
Well, you better go answer it. Penny phoned a long time ago and said she'd be home soon.
Mm-hmm.
And she isn't home now. Say, I wonder if she and Barry went to a place on the highway to Wayne City.
I don't know. She didn't say where she was.
Yeah. That ambulance has me worried now.
Oh, Cricket, why isn't there a telephone upstairs? Never rings when I'm downstairs. Hello?
Hello, Nora. This is Johnny Keith.
Oh, hello, Mr. Keith. Oh, Cricket, is something wrong? You're with Miss Gibbs, aren't you?
No, Nora. I'm home. Barry dropped me off first. Hasn't he brought Penny home yet?
No, he hasn't.
Uh-oh.
But she ought to be home any minute now.
Well, she should have been home a half hour ago. Look, I just heard over the radio there's been a bad automobile accident on the road to Wayne City.
Oh, Crickets, I was afraid of that. Mr. Billings and I heard the siren, and I saw the ambulance going down the highway.
Well, that's not the worst of it, Nora. It'd be just like that guy Carlton to take Penny for a drive in the country instead of taking her home. I think he had that in mind because he went out of his way to take Madeline Dodge and me home before he dropped Penny off.
Oh, golly, Mr. Keith, it'd be awful if anything happened.
Well, awful isn't the word, Nora. Carlton has a high-powered car, and he looks like the kind to go speed crazy on the open road. Well, let's not get too excited till we know more about it.
Oh, I'm shaking already. Oh, Mr. Keith, if Miss Gibbs has been in an accident...
Now, look, we don't know that she's been in an accident. There's a 50-50 chance she hasn't. I'll tell you what, I'll phone a police station and see if they know who was hurt.
Right.
Now, if you hear from Penny or she comes home before you hear from me, have her phone me here, will you? I'm at home.
All right, Mr. Keith, I'll do that.
Well, I shouldn't have called and worried you, Nora, but I was sure Penny was home. You'll hear from me later.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, golly.
Who was it, Nora? Anything wrong?
No, Mr. Billings, I don't think so. It was Mr. Keith.
Oh, I see. Penny's going to stay out later, is she? Well, it's nice of her to let us know. She's a thoughtful girl.
Oh, golly, Mr. Billings, she's just super. I've never known anyone as wonderful as Miss Gibbs.
Yes, she's a fine girl. Girl anyone can be proud of. She's the rarest combination of beauty and brains I've ever seen. Why, I... Well, what's the matter, child?
Nothing, I just...
No, something's wrong, and I know it. It was that phone call from Johnny Keith. What happened?
Nothing, maybe.
What does that mean? Johnny said something that upset you, and it was about Penny, too. Now, what is it? Did they go to a place on the Wayne City Road? Was that the ambulance going out that way because Penny's been in an accident?
Oh, crickets, Mr. Billings. There has been an accident on the Wayne City Road. Mr. Keith heard it on the radio, but nobody knows
Hello
whether or not...
Miss... Is everyone up?
It's Penny.
Oh, Miss Gibbs! Miss Gibbs!
Good heavens, what's all that excitement?
Nora, go out and see if she's all right.
Miss Gibbs, are you all right? What happened?
Are you hurt, child?
Well, no, I'm not, Jed.
Oh.
Good heavens. Did you hear about that accident?
Yes, Miss Gibbs. Mr. Keith phoned here. He heard it on the radio. And he wants you to call him right away.
Oh, Nora, I will. Jed, I'm awfully sorry. I must have worried you to death.
Well, Jed, you all right?
Well, if you're all right, I'm perfect.
Good. How long ago did you hear about this wreck? It happened just a little while ago.
Oh, Mr. Keith called only a minute or two ago. He was afraid maybe you and Mr. Carlton had gone for a ride in the country.
Well, he was right, too. Barry frightened me half to death. He drove so fast.
You saw the wreck, did you?
Yes, Jed, it was awful. And that's one of the reasons I didn't get home sooner. The sight of that accident quieted Barry down, and we drove home slowly.
Well, I'd rather have you come home slowly than have you go to a hospital in a hurry.
And crickets, Miss Gibbs, we were worried.
I can imagine how worried you were, Nora. Forgive me, both of you.
Well, there's nothing to forgive. It was just circumstances, that's all. But I heard Nora say Johnny wants you to call him right away, so I think you better do it. He's just as worried about you as we were.
Oh, yes, Miss Gibbs. He sounded just awfully worried on the telephone.
Poor Johnny. All I do is worry him and put him off and make him miserable. Well, someday I hope I can make it up to him.
So Penny is safe after all. But what did she mean when she said she felt sorry for Johnny Keith? Was she admitting that the man she once almost married is still and always will be the only man she loves? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.